Chapter 4. The Secret Rooms. Today, many school children worry about exams. At school in the 1940s, Anne and her friends worried about exams too. Anne was intelligent, but she did not always do well at exams. But Anne's mother and father did not worry too much about that. They only wanted Anne to be happy. Some of Anne's friends' parents worried about exams a lot, and Anne was very happy to have her parents. She wrote this in her diary. Anne talked a lot in class, and it made her teacher angry. One day, he told her to write a story called A Chatterbox. Then he told her to write a story called Quack, 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 Said Miss Chatterbox. Anne wrote a wonderful and funny story, and her teacher really liked it. Now Anne could talk in class, and she did not have to write any more Chatterbox stories. Anne with her school friends. Anne talked a lot in class. But on the 5th of July 1942, everything changed for the Frank family. Anne's sister, Margot, got a letter from the Nazi government. She had to go to a Nazi work camp. Many other Jewish people had to go to work camps too, and it was very dangerous. The Nazis took Jewish men, women, and children to work in the camps, and they had to work very hard. They only gave them a little bit of food and water, and they had to live in dirty rooms with a lot of other people. Many of the people in work camps became ill and died. The Nazis also took Jewish people to other camps. In these camps, the Nazis killed many Jews. Otto and Edith Frank now had a plan to hide from the Nazis. The plan was not ready, but Margot's letter changed everything. Otto and Edith did not want Margot to go to a work camp. It was too dangerous, and they wanted to hide their family from Hitler and the Nazis. Margot got her letter, and the next day, the family went to the secret rooms. They could not take very much with them, and they had to leave a lot of their things at home. But Anne was very brave. "I remember many things, and these things are much more important than dresses," she wrote. A Nazi camp. The family got ready for the secret rooms. The family hid in Otto Frank's office building. There were many rooms and offices in the building, and at the back, right at the top, there were the secret rooms. Anne and her family stayed in these secret rooms with the offices below. They had to be very quiet because they did not want people to hear them. The Franks built a bookcase over the door to the secret rooms. Now, no one could see the door or find the people in the secret rooms. There were four more Jewish people in the secret rooms with the Franks. A family of three and a man. The family were Hermann, August, and Peter van Pels. In Anne's diary, she calls them the Van Daans. And the man was Fritz Pfeffer. In Anne's diary, she calls him Mr. Dussel. Anne put pictures of famous people on the walls of her bedroom in the secret rooms. Otto brought the pictures for her from home. Today, you can see Anne's pictures on the walls of her bedroom. More than one person slept in each bedroom, and there was only one toilet for them all to use. Anne had a bedroom with Mr. Dussel, and Margot had a bedroom with Otto and Edith Frank. The Van Daan's bedroom was also the kitchen. The Franks built a bookcase over the door. Anne had a bedroom with Mr. Dussel. People worked in the offices all day, and the people in the secret rooms had to be very quiet. Then the office workers went home. Sometimes Anne and the group went down into the offices below at night and listened to the radio. But later, it became too dangerous to go into the offices, and they stayed up in the secret rooms all day and all night. For 2 years, Anne, her family, and the other people in the secret rooms did not leave the office building. They could open a window, but only at night. In the day, the windows were closed, and the secret rooms were dark and hot. At the start, they had a lot of food. Otto and Edith Frank and the Van Daans brought it to the secret rooms. This was part of their plan, and they took food for everyone. They also had a lot of money to buy food. But they could not go to shops, and they had to buy their food on the black market. Their helpers bought the food for them and brought it to the secret rooms. The bookcase. The kitchen in the secret rooms. Food from the black market. But it became more and more difficult for the people in the secret rooms to get food. Some of their food became too old, and they could not eat it. And food on the black market became more and more expensive. Anne and her family often had to eat the same food again and again. Some food they did not like, and some food was old. Eating it was difficult, but they had to. Anne wrote about this in her diary, and she was always very funny. 2 years is a long time for 8 people to live together in small rooms. Sometimes people had arguments, and Anne wrote about these arguments in her diary. Sometimes, at breakfast, lunch, or dinner, no one spoke, and they all ate quietly. They did not want to start an argument again, because they did not want people in the offices below to hear them. Anne wrote funny things about food in her diary. Sometimes people in the secret rooms had arguments. Anne was the youngest person in the secret rooms. She always spoke the things in her head and did not always think first. This gave her many problems because other people did not always like this. But Anne's diary shows us many things. It shows us a funny and kind chatterbox. It also shows us a brave and happy girl. Life was difficult and dangerous, but Anne always smiled. At a young age, Anne did not think about trees, flowers, and birds. They were not very interesting for her. But life was different in the secret rooms, and her feelings changed. Now Anne looked at the world through a window, and these things made her happy. She looked at the blue sky and saw birds flying past. She saw the green leaves and pretty flowers on the trees. These things became very important for Anne in the secret rooms, and she loved them. Anne looked at the world through a window.